Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That's the title of our message, God with us. That the angel brought this message to Mary, and later it was revealed to Joseph that a virgin shall be with a child according to the scriptures and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. See what Luke record concerning this son when he was born. Luke chapter 2 verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. It says that when this child was born, and 8 days later, according to the law, he was circumcised, then they would name the child. He was named Jesus. So the angel told Mary that this is his name, that the God with us is Jesus. That's his name. That Jesus is the God that is among us. That he is the God among mankind. That's why the scripture says that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That this one that is born, that was made flesh, is the very God that is with us. See what John wrote in 1 John chapter 1, reading from verse 10 to verse 14. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, and the word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said it is the Word that was made flesh, that was born of a virgin, and that this Word is God with us. Where is this God? This God is the scriptures. That his name is Jesus. That's why he said, wherefore, God has highly exalted him and gave him the name that he was so named before he was born among us. That before he was made flesh, he was being in the Word. How? Through the scriptures. That the scripture is the God with us. Is he still with us today? Yes. That he came to his own. In human form, born of a virgin according to the scriptures, and to reveal the truth of the scriptures to us. He said they received him not. To testify to men that the word of God is the God with us. He told Adam that the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall die. That word was the word with Adam in the garden. He disobeyed him and he died. That he is living. Who? The Word. is living. That's why it's called the living God. He's not dead. Therefore, he says you, if you are born of him, if you have known him, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow in the knowledge of him, as coming to the living stone. That this living stone was among the Israelites in the wilderness 40 years, they did not receive him. They did not even know that there was God among them. That God was the rock that followed them, which was Christ. That Christ is the God among us. The angel said his name is Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. That it is the Word that was made flesh. That he is the God among us. That's why he said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That the fear of the scripture is the beginning of wisdom. That Adam did not fear the scriptures, he died. King Saul was another one who did not know the God that is among them, among the Israelites. And then he disobeyed him. That's why the prophet Samuel told him that the stone of Israel cannot lie. Our God cannot lie, he doesn't lie. You disobeyed him. If you reject him, he will reject you. And Moses warned them. He said that he will do you good in the land you are going to inherit. But if you sin against him, be sure his wrath will turn against you. He will do as he said. The word cannot be broken. That the scripture is the God among humanity, not another. And therefore, he says, when he was born to reveal to us the truth. Isaiah foretold of his coming. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 9. Reading verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. See this son that is born. This child that is giving, this son that is given to us is the mighty God. He is God, our God. He said, upon his shoulder is the government. He said, he's the governor of our soul, of our lives. That God has put everything concerning us upon him. He is responsible for us to take care of us, to keep us, to feed us. You know, he fed them 40 years in the wilderness. He fought those giants. He fought terrible things in the wilderness. And they didn't know him. Who fought them? The word. He opened the Red Sea for them. He dried up River Jordan for them. How was River Jordan dried? By the word of the Lord. How did the Red Sea open? By his word. He spoke and the sea opened. And he says, this is the God among us. That the word he speak, they are spirit, they are living. That he is God. And that unto us, this child is born. Unto us, this son is given. Why did God give him to us? So that we will receive him. Receive who? Receive his word and keep his word. As the Son of God. As our God and Savior Jesus Christ. That we are to keep his word in our hearts. In our minds. You know, in those days, many a times, they forget this God. Says that after Joshua and those who outlived Joshua had died, a generation came that knew not this God. So they went and worshipped other gods, worship Balaam, worship whatever came to their mind, imaginations of their hearts, and they forsook God. Hear what the scripture says to us in 2 Chronicles chapter 15. We'll read from verse 1 to 3. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without a true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. for a long season. He says, this God is among them. They have knowledge of him. They don't know him anymore. And so the spirit of the scripture came upon Azariah. And he went to meet the king then, King Asa of Judah. And says, the Lord is with you as long as you're with him. That if you keep his word, he will keep you. And that they didn't know. Because there was no teaching priest. There was no one to teach them the word. That means the word is to be taught. How can they teach if we have not studied? That's why it says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Jesus says, if you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you will know the truth. You will know this true God, which God said we should keep. That this true God is the holy scriptures in the Bible. That we are to keep. We are to be taught. We are to teach it to one another. Teach it to our children. And there was no teaching priest. And Israel was without law. Were they moving in the physical? Yes, they were moving. But they were not moving him. Apostle Paul wrote, he says, in him we live, we move, and have our being. That we are to move in him. In who? In the word of God. And the word of God is to move in us. Said they were people were moving aimlessly, empty of the truth of the Bible. They were not filled with the spirit of the Bible. They were not filled with the spirit of God. But there was a man whom the spirit came upon and told the king the truth. That if you turn to God, God will turn to you. That's why he said to us, he admonished us by prophet Isaiah. Say what he says in Isaiah chapter 34. Verse 16, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. Say, seek out of the book of the Lord. What is the book of the Lord? The Holy Bible. He say, read it. That none of the words in the scripture will fail. That the invisible God, the invisible spirit spoke. And that this is his express image. This is his presence among us. That seek out of the book and read it and know it. So that you will abide in him and his word will abide in you. And that if you do so, they say you will succeed. You have good success. You'll be blessed. For anyone who look into this word of God, this perfect one, and continue him, will not forget him. Won't do as they did when he says to us that in those days they didn't know the true God. Israel was without the true God. Yet he says, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel. Israel didn't know their God. And so he's saying to us that we should know our God. The God that is among us is Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And that when you say Jesus Christ, we are talking of the Holy Scriptures. That the Word of God and the Holy Scriptures are one. That's why Jesus says, I and my Father are one. That it is the invisible God that manifested the Scriptures in the Bible. And he says he so loved us, he gave us this scripture so that he will be our God, so that we don't perish. So that he will keep us from the evil one. He gave the word to Adam to keep him from the serpent. That's why he will pray, warn him and say, don't eat from that tree because the serpent is coming to deceive you and will tell you, eat from it. But Adam did not keep his word. Had even been Adam kept the word, then he cannot fall. He is able to keep you from falling. Who? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The word that proceeded out of his mouth, he said, none of it will fail. That every one of it does exactly as God says. That he is God. As God, the invisible cannot change. He said the scripture cannot change. He is the God among us. He was made flesh. He was born as a human being. He spoke it. By the prophet Isaiah, he says, behold, the Lord God himself will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive. That without knowing man, the word of God came upon the woman. And she conceived in a womb. He wrapped himself with human flesh and came. And he was speaking. And the apostle Paul spoke of him. Look at it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The apostle spoke of this God among us. Reading from verse 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He says that one that was born of a virgin, that God was in him, that it was God that wrapped himself with human flesh, who the Holy Spirit came upon a woman. He said, with the power of the highest shall come upon you and overshadow you. That the Spirit came upon this woman and wrapped himself in her womb, and he was born. He says, God, the Almighty God, was in the man Christ Jesus, speaking to humanity. That's why he said he came to his own, the Israelites. Said they received him not. That the God of the Bible that gave the scripture to Moses came to the Israelites that he gave the scriptures to. They didn't recognize his voice, though he spoke to their fathers on Mount Sinai. And the same God was in the man Christ Jesus, calling men to himself, reconciling us to himself. He said now he has committed to us the word of reconciliation, because the word is our God. Apostle Paul saying, now we are beseeching, we are begging you as Christ. We are not Christ, but we are begging you to be reconciled to this Christ, to this word, to this God that is among us. For there is not another. There's no other name, St. Peter said, given among men, by which we can be saved, except the name of Jesus. The name of the God among us. The God with us. That this God cannot change. He is the same yesterday, the same today, the same forevermore. That it is this God that called Abraham. Who called Abraham? The word. He said, come, I will bless you. Bless him how? By his word. And Abraham believed and he was blessed. Therefore, anyone, anywhere in this world that will believe the same scripture, he said, shall be blessed like the faithful Abraham. That we are to take to this God among us. That all other gods are the works of men. They are the imaginations and forgeries of men. That the word is God. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. That God is the word, the true God. There is not any other. That true God gave birth to the Holy Bible. He spoke unto men. That's how we have the scriptures. He said the scripture is the infallible God. He is superior to all creatures, because by him all things were created, both visible and invisible. That the scripture is before all creatures, all creation. And that the word by which God created is the same word we have in the Bible. His word. And that word, he said, is our God forever. Cannot be changed. His priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. His kingship is eternal. That's why he's called King Eternal. King Immortal, King Invisible. The only wise God. You see how wise he is. He said, where is the wise of this world? Where is the prudent? We, through their wisdom, they can find God. He said, through the foolishness of preaching, we find God. Amen. Then we say, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke, exhort, with sound doctrine. Because many will have itching ears. They will not take to the sound doctrines of the Bible. That the way to take to it is study the word. When you study, he said the spirit of the word will enter you. That there was a man. Though there were no teaching preached, the spirit of the scripture entered Azariah. And he spoke to Esau. He says, when you are with the word of God, that's when God is with you. The day you drop the scriptures, then the scriptures will leave you. And so he's saying to us today. That the day you turn away from the word of God, God has turned away from you. Because there's not another God. He is God. When you take to him, he says, without faith it's impossible to please him. That whosoever cometh to this God among us must believe that the word of God is God. And then he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. As he said, seek out of the book of the Lord and read that he is God. He said, look unto me, all you ends of the earth, and be ye saved. He is our Savior. God saved us by him. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He became flesh. When we don't know God, he said that he was made sin for us so that we will be made the righteousness of God in him. That's why when Abraham believed him, he was counted righteous. When you believe the scripture, that the scripture is the Son of God, it says God will declare you righteous forever. Say the scriptures. It cannot be changed. That the only way that we can be free from sin is to believe in Jesus Christ. To believe in who? That the word of God in the Bible is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the God among us. That when you believe, then you are saved. You are free from the ignorance that the devil has put upon humanity. That he is that light. He said, I am the light of the world. Who? The scripture is the light of the world. He said, the entrance of this word into you gives you light of God. Gives us understanding. And so he's saying to us that he's the God among us. You know, some are looking to him from Jupiter. He's not there. He said, don't go. They'll tell you, go to that mountain. Go to that hill. Christ is not there. Christ is in God. That he died as a human. Once and for all, he will die no more. That he lives today, he's living unto God. How? Through the scriptures. Christ is living forever. That's why he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. Jesus is undiable. Who is that Jesus? The holy word of God in the Bible. He said he is the God among us. All eyes shall see him. He is coming in the glory of his Father and the holy angels. And again, he said he's warning us to repent that the days of ignorance God overlooked. But today, he's commanding every one of us to repent. Repent how? Repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. Who is Christ? The word of God. He said we should repent and turn to him. That's why the message is one. Repent, for the kingdom of God is here. It's not coming from Pluto. Who? This is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of the Holy Bible is here, where God will be known among men. Say, from the rising of the sun to the going down, the same, the Lord's name shall be praised, that he is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. That is scripture. He is the Lord, to the glory of God, the Father that gave him to us. That he is the one that was born of a virgin. Who was born of a virgin? The Word. Who died? The Word. Who was raised from the dead? The Word. Who is coming again? The Word. But he says he's not going to come in flesh and blood. The apostle says, we don't see him anymore in flesh and blood. We used to see him in flesh and blood. That also, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new being. All things pass away. All things have become new. Being born again, flesh and blood can never enter the kingdom of God. It is that is the flesh and blood that is the blinder. They have blinded men that they cannot look unto this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And he said they couldn't see this God, this gospel of Jesus Christ because of flesh and blood. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if anyone will enter, he shall be saved. There's only one door. He said he's that door to God. Who? The scriptures. That you don't know that way anyone can come to God except by him. That there is only one spirit and one body. That we all have been baptized into this one body by one spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible. That one spirit of the Holy Spirit gave the Bible. He said that one Holy Spirit baptizes everyone into his body. He said outside that dogs, sorcerers and hypocrites and the liars, they are lying. That anyone that enter him will have his testimony. That if you enter this house of God, if you enter Christ and Christ enter you, he said, you become witnesses unto me. You will preach the Bible with absolute precision. You won't doubt God. You will preach his word. That it is the word we preach. We don't preach ourselves. We preach this God. So that others will see him and repent. When they repent, he will give them the gift. What gift? The gift of the Holy Spirit. So also he's saying to us that anyone that hear the preaching of the Bible and turn to the scriptures, God is no respecter of any person. That when Peter was in the house of Cornelius preaching this God to them, they are Gentiles. Why, yes, he said he came to his own. But these people are Gentiles. Then they believe. Telling us that God deals with anyone. There's no difference at all. Anyone in this world that believes the Holy Scriptures as Abraham believed is accepted unto God. That he is the God among us, the only living God on this earth. All other gods are vain gods. Says he is the Lord. There is none other deity. This God is the holy word. The Bible, as he told Moses, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. That in Israel became a law. That law is the Bible we have today. Given as he promised Abraham that through him all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.